Edmund, please.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thanks for all your comments, for frankly everything you do to support protection and everything you do to support the work that we do, which is highly appreciated. I want to touch upon a few of the points that have been raised, and I want to actually start, as some of my colleagues have already, on the questions raised by Morocco and Zimbabwe, and to build on some of the points made by Edem and Nada. From my perspective, the humanitarian system is among the best coordinated system that we've got. And I want to zero in on the issue of and the role of clusters. And I know that Gillian will probably speak to the protection cluster. But for each of the area of work that we are in, there is a cluster lead agency. HCR is the cluster lead agency for protection. UNICEF is the cluster lead agency for water, for nutrition, for education, and covers the child protection area of responsibility. And so we help, as individual cluster lead agency, organize the work in these different areas of work in a way that can't eliminate duplication, but hopefully helps align and bring coherence to the way we work with each other. And it's a system that you support and which we require your continued support to do so. But I also want to make the case that there's no substitute for government leadership at country level, which has been made. And ultimately, whatever we're going to do, including in humanitarian situation, can only be done at scale when there's a system that we can build on. You can't work on GBV if you can't have case management that is embedded in national systems that deals with GBV more broadly. And this is true across the board. And so there is a very strong responsibility for states who are the first duty bearer when it comes to the situation of their population. The second point I want to focus on is this question of what can be done. And I'm sorry to speak about money, and I know all of us have, but just to give a couple of figures because I think they're important. Child protection in appeals represent 2% of the total of appeal. So child protection is only 2% of the total of each appeal. And at the same time, while appeals broadly, globally, are around 60% funded, the child protection component of appeals is only 22% funded. So it's 2% of the total, and it's a third funded when appeals tend to be around 60% funded. And for GBV, it's even lower than that. So obviously, money's an issue, and it has to be addressed. But you also asked, and our chair asked about the diplomatic dimension. And I would just put two things on the table. One is support agendas that you've put in place to address protection, including the children affected by armed conflict and the monitoring and reporting mechanism agenda. And let's make sure that it's applied equitably and in a fair way across the board. And second, continue to engage on trying to identify political solutions to these different conflicts. We've got the Jeddah process, different ways to try to address the parties to the conflict in Sudan. We all have presences in Sudan. In case of UNICEF, 200 people on the ground, but we have issues with bottlenecks to visas, bottlenecks to bringing in supplies, looting on a large scale, lack of access to West and Central Darfur, engaging with the parties, including at the level of the discussion in Saudi Arabia, but also here in New York, can help remove some of these barriers and help address protection needs in that one situation. There are many like that.